smoke, and whiskey. I wondered if the taxi was still waiting outside, as I had asked, or if the driver had simply pulled away as soon as I'd passed through the metal gate and made my way to the wire-screened front door. I certainly wouldn't have blamed him. Anyone deviant enough to pay $300 for the ride out to this ranch in the middle of nowhere deserved what was coming to him. I was no exception. The truth was, this wasn't my first time in a place like this. For the past 10 years, I traveled the world in search of stories, and sometimes those stories took me to places you really couldn't talk about at cocktail parties. Places like this ranch of paneled wood and velvet, a low, squat building that from the outside seemed to blend into the horizon, except for the neon sign on the roof and the decorative hitching posts in the driveway. I took another step into the parlor, a circular space cluttered with anachronistic furniture, braced on one side by a long mahogany bar. The bar stools were the same color as the velvet, a dusty crimson, and the sofas and daybeds had been upholstered to match. There were paintings on the walls, most of them of horses, a few of women and men in Wild West getups, hoop skirts, cowboy hats, boots with spurs. Kitschy, except I was pretty sure some of the paintings were authentic, since I knew that this place had existed, in some form or another, since the days of boots with spurs.